The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, how are you?
Howard, I have missed you. I'm so happy that I can start my weekend with Howard. And Howard.
Right, exactly. Doesn't get better than that. How was your Purim?
No. It was extremely freilicher. There was quite a bit of whiskey consumed. Mm. And I just have to tell, I just have to say that Zanati, who unfortunately was copied by Anna Wintour, her costume gave me laugh yesterday.
It was. I think it's the winner. It was definitely.
She's been trying to be me for so many years. So I just, you know, I was like, you know
exhausting,
what?
Exhausting, darling.
Yeah, it's very exhausting.
Mm. He doesn't have your style, honey. And Matthew. I just have to say that the two of you were so fabulous, I just couldn't for the rest of my day.
Well, there we go, Matthew. To be called fabulous by Rolene, you've really
I've finally arrived.
Absolutely.
You've made it. I tell you, the two of you pipped what was my favorite costume of the year, which was a friend of mine's daughter dressed up as Purple Rain.
Oh, wow.
That's very clever. Wow. All right, so that was Purim here. Tell us about Purim in Israel.
Purim in Israel is a blast, and it's not just one day. It's actually the week leading up to Purim, because the schools have a different theme every day. So one day is pajama day, and you can come to school in your pajamas, which would totally suit me, because I go to work in my pajamas most days. Another day you have to dress as something else, and so the build-up to Purim continues. And there is absolutely nothing unusual about seeing people driving their cars dressed as superheroes. Mm. There weren't that many Elses this year, because normally, you know, over the last couple of years, there has been this huge influx of Princess Elses from Frozen. I think people just let that one go. But I laughed the other day because I went to do my class at the gym. Mm-hmm. I know I sound like a cook deluxe.
That's perfect. And
there was an aqua aerobics class downstairs from my class, and the instructor was dressed like a bee, and the receptionist at the gym was wearing a tiara, and it's just par for the course in Israel. So it's really a fun time.
Can you tell me, your prime minister, did he dress up in orange?
But he was like slicked with Teflon, Howard. I think he wasn't so much wearing orange, but was more dressed up like a Teflon pan.
How is he still out of jail?
Well, we'll see after this weekend, because he will be interrogated this weekend along with Sarah Netanyahu quite extensively about Case 4000.
Is it true that he's just requested that Sarah, in fact, be put in jail for the weekend and just give him a break?
I don't know if it was so much just his request.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I was... Well, never mind. Oh, yeah. All right, but we digress.
And moving on.
Yes. So the other big exciting news is that a royal couple are heading off to Israel.
Well, this is huge news. This is absolutely huge. And I was actually at a Purim party yesterday, and there was somebody who works at the British Embassy there, and he says he's been sitting on the secret for a number of months, and at long last it's been made public. So, yes, Prince William Wills, the Duke of Cambridge, His Royal Highness, is headed to Israel in the summer. We don't have exact dates. What we do know is that it is for the celebration of Israel's 70th.
Amazing.
Which is quite fantastic, and this is the first official royal visit in Israel's short history. I know people have said, but what about Prince Charles? He was at President Perez's funeral, and Prince Philip came to bury his mother. They weren't official visits. This is an official visit. He will be visiting the Palestinian territories, and he will be visiting Jordan as well. And I know everybody's going to weigh in big time on this, but after interrogating my friend at the embassy yesterday, you know, all of us are very excited. We were asking questions. Most important question, will Kate be coming so that we ladies can be on wardrobe watch? Unfortunately not. He's coming by himself.
Oh, she's not. But hold on. Oh, okay, fine.
So because you would just have given birth to the next onto the royal throne. We asked, is there an itinerary? There is no official itinerary yet. And what we do assume is that because royal protocol dictates that royals do not get into political discussions and political situations, he will probably visit Yad Vashem.
Right,
and
sense.
Probably be hosted by the president, because as many of you know, the president of Israel is a figurehead. He's not a political figure. And he will probably visit several charities. But I know that we're going to hear the inevitable. He didn't go to the Knesset. This one went to the Knesset. He didn't meet Bibi. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. We've got to remember that royal protocol dictates that there be no involvement in politics. I mean, if anybody saw what Kate wore to the BAFTAs a couple of weeks ago and the balagan around
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she didn't wear black. Yeah, I remember.
She didn't wear black. Mm. You know, we've got to understand that this is their protocol. I, on the other hand, will be binge-watching The Windsors on Netflix, which I have started, and giggling my head off in preparation.
Oh, that's so funny.
Ooh, The Windsors, I haven't watched that.
The Windsors is fabulous. The Windsors is a spoof of voice. The royal family. Yeah. It is hysterical.
I don't know that either, actually.
Okay, I know what I'll be doing this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. The Windsors, must write that down.
So I need halakhic advice, Howard. If I put it on continuous play before Shabbos,
I think it should be fine.
It should be fine.
Look, I think you don't need, the Beth, you're not busy with other things at the moment. So,
it's fine,
you don't need
to do whatever
them.
You want this
right,
weekend.
Basically,
the Beth, not
they're on hold. They will not be sending a mashgiach over to your house to check your Shabbos standards. Right. Raleen, tell us about Zaka training 45 first respondents in Guatemala. What an amazing story.
This is an amazing story. I mean, Guatemala, I know that many say what? But Guatemala, which is a tiny, really small country, I think even smaller than we are, in Central America, is a major, major supporter of Israel. In fact, they will probably also be moving their embassy to Jerusalem along with the United States. But 45 volunteers from different local community and emergency organizations came together to participate in some search and rescue training by ZACA, their international rescue unit. And it was a three-day course. And get this, it was sponsored by the United Nations International Search and Rescue Advisory Group. Oh, I have to take a breath
sure,
after that.
Yes, yes.
Ro, can I tell you that
sure.
I went to Guatemala to see an erupting volcano. And so you fly into Guatemala City, you get on a bus and you go to a place called Antigua. It takes you a few hours. From Antigua, you get on another bus and it takes you to Pacaya, to the foot of the mountain. Then you get on a horse and you ride up the mountain for a few hours. Then you jump off the horse and you start hiking up with the volcano. And in my backpack, I had bread and cheese because they tell you that you can braai toasted cheese sandwiches on the lava.
Oh my gosh.
And I've got marshmallows and a stick so I can braai marshmallows. And it's pouring with rain and you're hiking up the mountain and you're slipping because it's these tiny little volcanic pebbles and you're cutting yourself as you go and you hike for a few hours up. And then the guide says, okay, that's as far as you can go. And I say, what do you mean? We haven't seen the lava yet. Mm. He says, oh, no, there's an eruption last week. It's blocked all the paths further up the mountain.
We can't get
further up. And I said, but
literally halfway around the world.
I have a backpack full of cheese and bread. What do you suggest?
This is not going to toast itself.
And he said, well, I suggest you eat it.
Well, fair comment.
And
yeah.
In the pouring rain, I ate my rain soaked bread and cheese on a halfway up a volcano in Guatemala, and I never got to see any lava.
This is my movie of the week. I'm telling you, as you're speaking, I'm visualizing this whole thing. There even is a soundtrack.
Raleen Marks, unfortunately, there we have to leave it. We ran out of time too quickly. It's just after 8. You have a fantastic weekend. A Shabbat Shalom.